with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Barbecue Bob, we've been talking a little chicken, finally. We got to it, but we're going to take another little diversion right now. Who we got on the live line?
Well, it's more chicken, but we're going to go all the way to Utah and might be doing some Roadrunner, but let's see what kind of things they're grilling out there. Right now on the live line, we've got Martin Earl, who's the culinary editor for ThermoWorks, which you'll find on the Grilling Guys homepage. If you see all the advertisers on the right side, ThermoPen is owned by ThermoWorks, and it's the best instant read thermometer in the world. So I'm going to say Martin can read temperatures really fast. How are you, buddy?
Hi, how's it going?
So you are a culinary editor. That sounds pedigreed. So tell us what you do.
Well, basically, I'm the one that tells people how to use temperature to make their food better. So I'm a trained chef. I'm classically trained. I've been a chef in restaurants. And I basically run our food blog here, telling people how to use temperature to make their food better and how to make sure they're not burning things or eating things raw, but how they can improve their cooking and their life by using thermometers.
So if you're a blog writer, you probably have some interaction with your audience. What are the top two or three things that you see that people are doing wrong that you could give them a tip with?
You know, that's kind of a hard question. A lot of the people that I do interact with have figured out that you need to use a thermometer, and so that's one of the biggest things that other people aren't doing, is they're like poking chicken breasts to see if they're done, or they're cutting them open and letting all the juices drain out and things like that. I'd say that one of the things that people do the most that is wrong is that they, and this doesn't affect the grilling so much, but a lot of people just don't have ovens that are any good. They're not checking their ovens to make sure they're accurate. So
their grill or smoke chamber is not an accurate read. So
that's right.
It's an old analytical.
Yeah. So that thermometer on top of your dome is basically a random number generator for most people. And a lot of people aren't fixing that and aren't checking that. And they're like, my stuff's burning. And I'm like, well, that's because you're cooking it way too hot. Kind of how that goes.
Okay. So maybe not having the right cook temperature, but I think since it's the chicken show, a lot of people are always worried about chicken not being cooked thoroughly. What kind of tips do you have to make sure chicken is cooked properly, grilled especially?
Well, you know, chicken's an interesting thing because it kind of depends on what you're cooking, because white meat chicken, breast meat chicken is like super easy to overcook, right? We've all eaten our share of dried, crappy, you know, jerky-like, sawdusty chicken breast. But chicken thighs, I mean, they can take heat all day long practically and still be tasty because they've got more connective tissue in them and things like that that can break down. So, I mean, for chicken breasts, what I usually do is I cook my chicken breasts personally to 157 because the carryover cooking is going to bring that up a little bit higher. So I never cook a chicken breast to 165 degrees because it's going to cook up to 170, 172, and it's going to be gross. So I cook my chicken breast usually to about 157, and the carryover cooking takes care of the rest of it.
Okay, to clarify that, though, you're talking about skinless, boneless versus bone-in.
Well, even with bone-in, I'll do that, you know, but I'll make sure that I'm taking the temperature close to the bone but not at the bone to make sure that I'm getting the most accurate temperature in there.
That's right.
So I'll check. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, Martin. So why can't you touch the bone? Tell our – we may have listeners here that don't know the difference why you don't want that temperature probe to actually hit the bone. You want to come off it a little ways. What's the significance of that?
Sure. Well, I mean, bird bones are hollow, basically, right? And that means that they're little insulation chambers, and that means that they're going to be conducting heat in a different way than the muscle of the chicken is going to be conducting heat. So you're going to have – I mean, the bone itself conducts heat in one way. The empty space inside of it conducts heat a different way. And so you want to know what temperature the meat is. You want to put it in next to the meat, but not touching the bone, because you don't want to take the temperature of the bone itself. You're going to get a false reading on how done the meat actually is. So, like, when I cook chicken legs or chicken wings, I'll stick my thermometer in right alongside the bone, going in parallel to the bone, but not actually touching it to take the temperature of the deepest part of the meat.
Right, and what you're using then is a instant read thermometer, which your company is famous for, the ThermoPens.
Right.
I believe the newest model, is that called an MK4? Is that, am I right on that?
You're exactly right on that. The Mark IV is the MK4 is our newest model. It's the fourth iteration of the ThermoPen. It's got some great features to it. It's super easy to use, super fast, super accurate. I have family members and friends that take it with them almost everywhere they go to measure anything, even not their food, bath water, soil temperatures, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and the cool thing about it is no matter what direction you're holding it in, that screen flips around to show you the temperature that you just give you the view you need, and it lights up. Because I do a lot of smoking at night, and if I go out to my smoker like 2 or 3 in the morning to check on a batch, I don't have to worry nearly as much about not being able to see that screen. It's hard to hold the lid and your thermometer and a flashlight.
Right,
yeah. Or even worse, your cell phone flashlight, right?
Yes.
Like that's the worst worst way to do it. So, yeah, it has that auto light-up screen, the auto rotation, which is great for left-handers because you can hold it in your left hand and still see it. You don't have to look at it upside down. And it's got an auto-on, auto-off function so that the battery lasts a really, really long time. Actually, a while ago, while we were at a conference, I was telling people bad information on accident about what kind of batteries it took, because I've never changed the batteries in mine, and so I couldn't remember what went into it because I had never done it.
Well, I think when you get a free one every month, you don't need to change the batteries. Your relatives all have plenty of them, I'm sure. So let's hear some
free one every month. Yeah.
So let's hear some chicken secrets from a chef.
Well, I mean, you guys have talked a lot about spatchcocking chicken on this show, and to me, that's still one of the best ways to grill a chicken. Cut that backbone out, smash it out flat. That's a thermally advantageous way to cook a chicken, but that's kind of been covered. So I want to talk about a couple of other things. You know, when I'm grilling, I almost always grill thighs. And the reason is, you know, when I don't want to sit there and slave over it and, like, pay too close attention all the time. And like I said, chicken breasts, they dry out. They dry out so easily. And thighs, I mean, you can cook a thigh to 185 degrees and it's still going to be juicy and tasty and great. So I'll usually toss some thighs. I like boneless, skinless thighs. I like bone-on, skin-on thighs. I just like them any way you want. But I'll usually do like some boneless, skinless thighs. I'll toss them with some spices and some oil. I'll throw those on the grill. They can go right over the coals if it's not too close to the grate. You know, a nice hot grill. And I'll grill those, and I'll usually put them like in a pita with some like yogurt sauce or something and do like a Mediterranean chicken gyro shawarma kind of thing. That is like a super fast thing to do that I can't eat enough of. I will eat myself sick on that. I'll eat it until it's gone or somebody takes me away from the table. So I really like that.
You're speaking the truth, brother.
Yeah.
Right? Well, and you can do anything to them. Like, you can put some Indian spices on there and make a little Indian thing. You can do, like, you can toss it with some caraway, like a little bit of caraway and just some pepper and some garlic. And you can put that next to some sauerkraut. And you got, like, suddenly this German meal going on.
Very cool.
You can do them any way you want, right?
The versatile bird.
Right.
Well, Martin, we blew through that segment very quickly, and I'm going to say that you passed with flying colors, and we want to have you back again sometime because we're only scratching the surface of this bird.
All right, cool. Well, I look forward to it.
That's Martin Earle, culinary editor for ThermoWorks. So you can go to ThermoWorks.com, and you'll see his picture on the bottom of the page. Click on it, and you'll find the blog.
Yeah, I tell you what, these folks from ThermoPen, they make a really, really good product, and if you're looking for birthday, Christmas gifts, Father's Day, whatever, Mother's Day, whatever it is. This is a great gift for the person that loves to grill, because the number one problem that people have is overcooking things because they don't know what temperature product is when they're taking it off the grill. So anyway, coming up next, whether you put a brick on your chicken or you stuff a lollipop in his mouth, you're going to like him. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Knocking boots.